Hey everyone, my name is Leslie V and I'm your Adobe Youth Voices podcast host for this episode of Youth Matters. And today we have designer Vanessa and designer America.
Good morning, it's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you, Leslie, for having me today on such a beautiful day.
So I heard you created buttons around a topic of a concern. What is your concern and can you please explain it?
Well, nearly 43% of kids have been bullied online. It's considered cyberbullying. Since so many teens have access to a cell phone daily, it's become the most common medium for cyberbullying. Around 80% of teens use them for that purpose, cyberbullying.
We hope that people think before they type anything negative to another person because it affects the person and it can lead to so many things.
Our main purpose about this topic was to make people realize that words hurt. It might be funny to some people, but to the person being called all those horrible things, it may cause severe consequences. We can all stop cyberbullying, like America said, if we think before we fight.
Wow, I think that's really great that teenagers are fighting against cyberbullying. But aside from the catchy tagline and the powerful meaning behind it, I see you guys use very creative artwork for your button. Can you describe it?
My image has two characters in it, and they both have a cell phone. The boy, who is a bully, is calling a girl ugly. She is upset and in tears.
My image has an inner key shaped as a rectangle with an arrow and the tagline, "Think before you type." The tagline is a line in the center.
Those are some very inspirational images, but what made you decide on this exact image, and what does it really represent?
The reason why I decided on this image was because mostly a lot of bullying happens online or through text messaging. This logo represents cyberbullying.
I use this image because it's showing how the words were affecting the other person, such as expressions.
Great choices on the images, by the way. Well, it is known that a picture is worth 1,000 words, and with that in mind, how does the original design communicate your concern with people who see or read your button?
Thank you, Leslie. The typeface I used for my button was Silpin. I use this typeface because it looks very neat with the pattern it has. It looks creative with the dark color surrounding the letters.
The typeface I used for my design was Lucinda Sans and it is Sans Serif. I chose this typeface because it went with my design and made it stand out so that people are able to read it.
Thank you, designers, for being here today, and I would like to thank everyone for listening to Youth Matters, a podcast of Adobe Youth Voices. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter and Instagram at AYV with us. Till next time, this is Leslie,
America,
and Vanessa,
signing off.